Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What is up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Oh, wow. I'm so excited. Why? Because recently we have had Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson, two of the richest men in the world, go into space. Yeah. Public space flight is very close. Let me tell you, humanoids, just before Sir Richard Branson went off into space, they were giving away a free space flight. Yeah, I think I missed the deadline. I think I did. I'm not sure. Let me explain it to you. I am having difficulty sleeping. So, for the past, since January, yeah, I have had difficulty sleeping. I've gone to the doctor. I've taken several sleep tests. It's just, I don't know. I do know one thing. To help with my sleep, I've been taking CBD. CBD gummies. There's a CBD sleep pill. What I've been using, not a sponsor, is Core gummies. Core CBD gummies and sleep pills. They seem to work. But let me tell you, my goofy behind, humanoids, this is how you know I'm still human. Because I wasn't paying attention to any milligrams of how much CBD is in the gummies and in the pills until recently. I'm going to tell you, the leap that I took with the milligrams is crazy, okay? The CBD gummies that I was taking at first had only 15 milligrams of CBD oil in it. Cool. You know, that would mellow me out, put me to sleep. Okay. So, I ran out of those. You only get like 7 in a pack. So, humanoids, after I ran out, I went to the store and I found some. I saw the sleep, and I'm like, yeah, I need that. Let me try that. Now, there are only 5 count in the pack. But the milligram, the dosage is 75 milligrams compared to the gummies that I was eating that was only 15 milligrams. So, humanoids, I ran out of those, and I said, you know what, I went to the store, and they didn't have the cherry flavored gummies that I always got that had the 15 milligrams, they didn't have the sleep, but they had, like, the watermelon rings and the peach rings, and I said, you know, let me try that watermelon rings. Not looking at the how many milligrams it was, the dosage. It is 105 milligrams. Oh, you're talking about knocked out humanoids? Oh, yeah, brother was knocked out. I was asleep for days. Felt like I could sleep for days. It felt like I could sleep for days. But humanoids, hey, it worked. It did the trick. And the 75 milligram dosage also did the trick, and also the 15. You know, so they all did the trick. And recently, that's how I've been getting my sleep. And I can say since January, I've been getting maybe an hour of sleep, an hour to an hour and a half of sleep a day. It's not good, humanoids, not good for my heart, not good for my mental health, not good for my overall physical health. So, taking the CBD works for me. It works for me. Also talked to my doctor, and she was like, hey, if it's helping, you know, but I got to take more tests. I got to take more sleep tests. Yeah. It's funny. They sent me a monitor to monitor all this, and I strapped the monitor on, get ready for bed. And guess what? Don't fall asleep. Oh, did not fall asleep. So, I said, oh, well, I'll try again the next night. The next night, I hooked the monitor up, got ready for bed, hooked the monitor up. Humanoids did not fall asleep. So I tossed and turned, and I just lay there and tossed and turned and lay there and tossed and turned and lay there. So then, humanoids, I said, okay, this is uncomfortable. Remove the monitor. Once I remove the monitor, would you believe I fell asleep? Fell asleep for an hour at about 37 minutes and got right back up and off again. Off and running. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, we're not talking about that today. We're talking about space travel. And are you willing to travel into space? If you won a seat on the next thing flying off this planet, would you take it? An all expense paid trip to space, would you take it? And you know what, humanoids? I would. I would do it. Yes, I would. I've always wanted to travel to space. I've always wanted to leave this planet. Now, we're just talking about space travel. We're just talking about leaving the Earth atmosphere into space and returning. Not going to another planet. Not going to the moon. Just leaving the Earth atmosphere and returning. That is something that I've always wanted to do. I mean, hey, it's kind of on my bucket list. Last year, I completed a task on my bucket list, which was to swim with dolphins. I did that, enjoyed that, had fun. Want to do that again, but this time, I mean, it's just blowing my mind, humanoids, that if I could leave this earth, the earth atmosphere, forget it. My bucket list will be complete. I want to go. I want to go skydiving. Forget that. I left the earth. I went into space. You know? I wanted to ride in a rocket car. I wanted to take a flight on like a B-52 bomb. Well, dang, they don't make B-52s anymore. The stealth bomber. Even that is slow now compared to what they have. But I've wanted to travel on the fastest airplane possible. You know? Like I said, my bucket list will be complete. Really. Because leaving the Earth atmosphere into space and then returning to Earth, that would do it for me. That will do it for me. The only other thing that will be on my bucket list if I want a trip to space is to meet God face to face. That's it. Nothing else. My bucket list will be complete. Complete. There are exotic fruits that I want to try. I leave Earth. Forget it. It's gone. It's done. My bucket list on Earth is complete. But yeah. So I went to the Virgin Group website, and there was an opportunity because they were giving away a seat on a space flight. But now, that's what I was getting to. Man, telling you guys about the CBD and all that. That's what I was getting to. I'm going to have to do some more research because I was in a sleep stupor, I would say. Because once I took the 105 milligram CBD gummy, and before I went to sleep, went to night, went to La La Land, I was in a sleep stupor. I was heading into sleep, but I wasn't. How can I explain it? I was almost asleep. I was almost asleep when I saw it, when I was on the computer and I saw it. And I was, put it like this, I was nodding. Okay, I was reading and nodding and reading and nodding. And then that's when I said, yo, I got to go to bed. And, but anyway, I was in and out of consciousness, what I would say, while looking this up. So I don't know if I read it correctly, if I missed my opportunity, or if there's still an opportunity, you know. I got to go back and check it out. But anyway, I'm going to sign up. I think I did. You know what? I think I did sign up. Anyway, I got to check my emails and all that stuff. But, yeah, I would do it. I would do it, but I don't know, like I said, I don't know if I missed my opportunity or if the opportunity is still available. If you guys want to go, I encourage you guys to go check it out, and if the opportunity is still available, sign up. Go into space, man. Go into space. But yeah, so I got to tell you guys, I would do it, but I'm also afraid. And I'm going to tell you why I am afraid to go into space. It has to do with the reoccurring nightmare. I've been having this dream ever since the first space shuttle blew up. The space shuttle Challenger, and then we had the Columbia disaster. Ever since the first space shuttle blew up. Matter of fact, I've been having this reoccurring dream a year, well, 2 years before the space shuttle blew up, the first time, I was a teenager when the first space shuttle disaster happened, and we're going to talk about that, okay? So, humanoids, hold on. Y'all know what time it is. Yes, it is time to go pay the bills. I'll be right back, and we're going to talk about this, okay? So, hold on. Okay, humanoids, I'm back. All right, this reoccurring dream that I've been having. Now, I got to tell you guys, the day that the Challenger exploded, I was in high school. I remember this. I remember the weather being a little chillier than normal for that time of year. It was during the spring. And I remember we were in class and they brought the television into the rooms. And I remember I was on the science hall. In the high school that I was in, there was the, English and social science hall, and then there was the math and science hall, and then there was the, extracurricular halls, I guess you would say, wing of the school where, you know, they had home ec. Wow, they don't even have home ec in school anymore. Wow. We learned how to cook and everything. Hey, all right. That was back in, what, the 80s? Yeah. Wow. Anyway, so there was, like, computer classes. There was, electives, that's what it was, not extracurricular, electives, that's what it was. You had computers, you had home ec, which I took computer science, I took home ec, I took welding, I took woodworking, brick mason, all that stuff. They had all that stuff. You had that stuff in high school. Now they just got English, math, science. That's it. So, anyway, back down on the in the math and science department, you know, they brought in, I was in science class, and I'll never forget, in science class, and we were watching the shuttle take off, but it was cool. It was a little cooler than normal. It was colder than normal, we should say. But, yeah, I said it was too cold for the shuttle to launch. I said that, and everybody was looking at me like, I'm stupid. And I'm like, no, it's a little too cold. But then when we actually saw it happen, you know, well, we weren't there, but we saw it on television. It happened. And 2 years before this, this reoccurring dream that I kept having, that I still have to this very day, which is blowing my mind, because I've never known anybody to keep having a reoccurring dream this long. Okay? I was a teenager. I'm dang near old ass man now, and I'm still having this freaking dream. Is that God trying to tell me something? Trying to tell me something? But anyway, here's the thing. Here's the dream. The dream was, I'm on a space shuttle. I'm on the space shuttle, and the day that I leave the planet, now mind you, on the space shuttle, there are animals, there are bugs, there's plants, there's me and about 20 other people, and as we leave the Earth atmosphere and we're in space, there is a solar flare from the sun, and it's reported as one of the biggest ever. Because scientists somehow has been monitoring the sun for some strange reason, for some reason they've been monitoring the sun, and this giant solar flare leaves the sun. We see it streak through space and hit the planet Earth, and the planet explodes. And as that flare is flying through space and we see it, you hear people gasping, screaming, crying. And I just close my eyes and say a prayer. And we see it hit the planet. And the planet just explodes into millions of pieces. I've been having that dream since I was about 15 years old. That is the reason why I'm kind of hesitant and afraid to leave the planet. Because what if that happens? And see, every time I think about leaving the planet, every now and then that pops up in my head, humanoids, and it's frightening. But I am willing to sign up to go into space. And earlier this year, I talked about how they're finding minerals and stuff. They know that there are minerals and stuff on the moon, and companies are trying to build mining colonies on the moon. China right now is ahead of the rest of the world in this mining expedition thing on the moon. And I was thinking, if there's a possibility that I can go to the moon, hey, I might do that joint. Yeah. There's prediction that within the next 5 to 12 years, we are going to be on the moon mining. Hey, man, let me go in and get a degree, humanoids. Let me go in and get a degree in mining or something, a computer technology or something, something that could get me to the moon. And my question is, if it comes true, would you go to the moon to mine these minerals? If you had an opportunity to go to the moon, would you? Got an opportunity to go into space, would you? If you had the opportunity to be the first human on the planet Mars, would you? Now, Mars to me is a little far. The moon, I deeply consider it. I'm really considering it. Leaving the Earth atmosphere and going into space, yeah, I would. Mars, on the other hand, I don't know, because it takes some time to get to Mars. You know what I'm saying? It takes a little time to get to Mars, where the moon, yeah, it's closer and I can get there quickly. It may take a while, but I can get there quickly, you know. Leaving the Earth atmosphere and going floating in space, yeah, I could do that. And which, I'm just thinking, man, ever since like the 1950s, think about how many satellites we have sent from the planet that is floating around out there. Hundreds and hundreds of satellites. Could you imagine leaving the Earth atmosphere, getting into space, and seeing all that junk and debris floating around out there? Kind of makes you go, not only are we littering the planet, we're littering space. You know? Think about the International Space Station. That sucker is floating around up there. Matter of fact, on my Android phone, with my Alexa set up, did I do that? I apologize, humanoids. With my Lexi set up, I can I get a text message whenever the International Space Station is over my area. You know, that's fun. That's cool. Also, on my Android phone, I get, from what I understand, there are pictures being taken from the space station that are sent to Earth that you can take and use as your background. You can have a Lexi set it up and then use it as your background, you know, which I did, and my background changed daily. Did I have it daily or often? It's been a while. I know that, I stopped that function, so. But yeah, I forgot to tell you guys, now that function, that Lexi function works with your Android phone and your, you have to download the If This Then That app in order for, you know, to get it synced up and working, you know. But yeah, space, the final frontier. I used to hate that because we always, you used to hear, especially what the Star Trek thing, space, the final frontier, or was it, Battlestar Galactica? It was one of those TV shows. But we always said space is the final frontier. And I used to disagree with that. I still disagree with that. I used to get upset when they used to, not upset, but used to get, irritated when people, when they say that, because there are still parts of the ocean we have not seen, you know? There are still parts of the ocean which we have not seen. So, to me, that is the final frontier. You know, because there are fish that we haven't discovered yet, haven't seen yet, or rarely seen, because they live very, very, I mean, it's so deep, and we can't get there because of the pressure, which is amazing to me. We have fish that live way down there. They live way down there in the darkness. But we can't get down there because of the pressure. Amazing. Truly amazing. Now, this will get me. How can you say, I'm bringing religion in. You know I am. I'm sorry. I'm talking to the engineer. But yeah, I'm about to bring religion in. How in the world can you say that there is no God, that we evolved? My thing is, if we evolved, wouldn't we still be evolving? When does evolution stop? And I'm not talking, I've seen people have stuff done to them surgically because they say they are evolving. Really? Really? They say that humans been on this planet for millions of years. If that's the case, then it seems like we would. And it seems like our distant cousins, the, and that's the thing. You know what? we're not even going to get into that. We're not. You're right. We're not even going to get into that. We're not. Yeah. We'll save that for another day, okay? Because we were about to go into some. Yeah. 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 Okay. Okay. But yeah, humanoids. Would you, if you had the opportunity to go to the moon, to go into space, or to go to Mars, would you? And which one would you do? Would you do all three? Or would you do two? Or would you do just one? You had the opportunity. You don't have to worry about nothing. You don't have to worry about, let's say they're taking you off from Florida. You live way out in Wyoming somewhere. And they will fly you in, put you up in a hotel, give you some training, put you on the next thing smoking, and you're out of here. Would you? Would you take that opportunity? My answer is space, yes. Leaving the Earth's atmosphere, yes, most definitely. The moon, yeah, but with a little hesitation. Mars, oh, we hesitating. Yes, we is. Yes, we is. We're thinking. We're quadruple thinking, rethinking about going to Mars. But, yeah, I would do two of those things. But like I said, humanoids, look it up. See if you can find information on it. Sign up. Go check it out. Space, man. Leave Earth atmosphere. Look down on the planet. See all the space junk that's floating around up there. So, yeah. Hit me up, humanoids. Let me know. Let me know if you would, because I'm telling you now, I would. I would.
Well, 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 humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my batteries. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.